For 28 years, Buffalo students have ridden Metro Bus under the same agreement, one without a designated end. It limits routes kids can use to and from school and creates problems for after-school activities because time runs out each day on the bus passes students carry. A new Metro Bus system could allow computer coding on the bus passes for students using after-school activities. The school board was briefed last night on the state of the talks between the NFTA and the school system. School Superintendent Krinder Cash says it will be a good deal when complete.
They haven't heard about it, and they have to vote on it. But we do have a new arrangement with the NFTA that we've solved, and the students will be the great beneficiaries of a new arrangement with NFTA. Around bus passes, much expanded service and use at a lower cost.
General Counsel Nathaniel Kuzma says the I's aren't dotted and the T's aren't crossed, but it's close. Potentially completed when the board of each agency meets next month. This is all because the bus passes go to 10,500 students in district charter and parochial schools at an annual cost around $8 million. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.